This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. The New Mexico Children, Youth, and Families Department has stopped using a secure messaging app that raised concerns that material might not be preserved for investigations and for disclosure under the state's public records law. The Santa Fe New Mexican reported CYFD Cabinet Secretary Brian Blaylock said yesterday the department stopped using the Signal app in late April. Searchlight New Mexico first reported the department was using Signal. Blaylock said that practice began early in the pandemic after child welfare officials realized they lacked a safe and secure platform allowing employees to work remotely. Blaylock said the agency liked the free service because it offered encryption and complied with a federal medical privacy law. Attorney General Hector Balderas, Republican legislative leaders, and others had voiced concern about use of the app, saying routine deletion of messages could hinder transparency and availability of records for investigations. While contending the department was not deleting any records it must keep under the Inspection of Public Records Act, Blaylock said he didn't want workers to use technology that weakens the public's trust of the Child Welfare Agency. The state Supreme Court has upheld a lower court decision allowing the no-bail release of an 18-year-old with no prior criminal history who's accused of a string of residential burglaries in Albuquerque. The ruling today rebuffs public prosecutors who say risks to the community can't be mitigated by electronic tracking devices and supervision. Justice Michael V. Heal announced the court's decision following oral arguments and brief private deliberations. Prosecutors say community safety should be a higher priority in New Mexico's no-cash bail system. The case against releasing Jesse Mascareño Hadel is the latest challenge by law enforcement to that system. Prosecutors have said investigators linked Mascareño Hadel to as many as 80 residential burglaries in Albuquerque and possibly in Los Lunas over a seven-month period beginning in July. Some involved stolen cars and juvenile accomplices. He has pleaded not guilty. Much of the Mountain West is rural, and President Biden's first budget proposal released in April spotlights the needs of those Americans. It includes increased funding for things like housing and internet access. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
This is just the first version of the budget for fiscal year 2022. But so far, Keith Mueller says he likes what he sees. He's the director of the Rural Policy Research Institute.
It represents a commitment to investing in rural America so that it continues to be a sustainable place to live.
Mueller says he's especially glad to see housing be a big part of the equation. The budget has several proposals to increase funding for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development programs. When a more detailed budget comes out later this spring, Mueller says he'll be looking for a few things, like whether the funding increases are really enough to make a difference, but also,
are there strategies to get the funds out to the smaller rural communities?
Like the infrastructure proposal, a final budget will ultimately need approval from Congress. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
According to the U.S. Census, about 22% of New Mexico's population lives in a rural area. The Mountain West News Bureau is a public media collaborative. The staff of New Mexico's Public Regulation Commission is calling for a hearing on a proposed merger between the state's largest electric utility and a U.S. subsidiary of global energy giant Iberdrola. The staff reiterated their concerns in a filing Friday, saying the hearing should be scheduled for June 1st, so regulators can hash out whether the deal is in the public's interest. The filing notes that significant opposition still exists. Some critics have said a proposed agreement between PNM Resources and Connecticut-based Avangrid doesn't go far enough when it comes to customer benefits or funds to support economic development in the state. A major preservation project is underway in southern New Mexico. The State Department of Cultural Affairs says the work is focusing on an area that was once the stomping grounds of Billy the Kid and Sheriff Pat Garrett. The Lincoln Historic Site is home to some of the most significant territorial period structures in the state, many of which are under the protection of New Mexico Historic Sites. One of the six buildings included in the project is the Lincoln County Courthouse, best known as the location of Billy the Kid's final escape in April 1881. The total cost of the work is $395,000. This is KUNM.